Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode 3 of our second season of Red Card. This season, we are bringing real stories to the table. Stories of regular people, just like you and I, who have experienced the difficulties of breakups. On our last episode, we spoke about A, who was hurt and confused when her boyfriend broke up with her out of nowhere. We spoke about how that was for her and how she dealt with it. If you haven't listened to it or our premiere episode, please do yourself a favor and go and check them out. Today, we have our first story from a guy. He has chosen to be anonymous, and so we'll respect that. Let's call him Banjo. Believe it or not, guys get cheated on too. And Banjo definitely went through it. Are you ready to hear his breakup story? Let's go. Banjo says, so we're together for like 5 years. We were in the same country, doing relatively well. I mean, every relationship has its own problems and stuff, but nothing too serious. We were always together. The most amount of time we spent apart from each other was 2 weeks. Then my dad got sick. He had cancer and I had to go back to Nigeria. We even went back around the same time. She went a few weeks before me. We stayed about 2 months together in Nigeria. Then she went back to Canada and I stayed back because of my dad. She left around September and before the end of October, she already cheated. I had already started getting news that she was cheating. And it just kept on coming like that. Almost every weekend, she was out cheating. It wasn't even a joke. Then there was a really huge cheating scandal. It was so huge that it was even on Twitter. The guy she had cheated on me with at this point had gone on Twitter to start insulting me. The crazy thing and the stupid thing is that I was still so in love. I mean, we had been together for 5 years. I wanted us to work it out, especially since I was coming back soon. Then she woke up one morning and said that she was too guilty to want to work it out. So she broke up with me. I just took it, and obviously it took me a while to get over it, but I eventually did. When asked what he learned from the relationship, he said, I learned a lot from that relationship because we were together for a long time. It shaped me to be the person that I am today in how I enter other relationships. It took me a while to get over it because it broke me. My whole family knew and loved this person. My sister was still about 5 years old and she adored this girl. She always talked about her to her friends. She always wanted to speak to her on the phone. My dad loved her. So yeah, it took me a moment to let it go. In regards to whether they still communicate, he said, we actually just started talking again. We have been speaking for about a year now, but it's really just small talk. We had had a long conversation and we just dropped the issues we had with each other because I don't know how to hold grudges with people for so long anyway. So I just let it go. So, what can we learn from this story? As I had mentioned in our first episode this season, respect is something that is very important. The fact that it took homegirl less than 2 months to cheat after being apart from her boyfriend says a lot. It had to be extremely embarrassing to hear that your partner is cheating and then for it to get to a point that it's on social media. I don't blame him for trying to make it work. It's not always easy to leave a relationship, especially when you're so in love and when they are so entrenched in your life. In Banjo's case, his girl had met his family. I understand why he still wanted to try. However, one thing I can applaud his girl for is breaking up with him. It would have been better if she did it before cheating on him, but I guess she felt too guilty. While it may have seemed like a double hit to him at the time, it is better than being in a relationship with someone who is not going to give you what you need. While I understand why he wanted to stay, I would also like to pose a question with you who has been cheated on. If you decide to stay, you need to ask yourself, why? Are you staying because your partner has shown you that they will do better and you have genuinely forgiven them and continue the relationship? Are you staying because you don't want to be alone? Are you staying with them because you believe they will change for you? Are you staying because you see something in them that they don't see for themselves? It is important to ask yourself these questions because it will show you if that relationship will really progress in a healthy way or if you are only delaying the inevitable. If you are staying because your partner acknowledges their wrong decision and they are making the effort to change and you are willing to forgive them and continue to work on your relationship, that's fine. But if you are doing it because you don't want to be alone, you are doing yourself a disservice and you would only keep on getting hurt and hoarding negativity. If you are doing it because you believe they will change for you, you need to understand that a person would only change if they decide to change. You can't change someone. They have to choose to do so, not for you, but for themselves. If you are staying because you feel like they will change for you or you can change them, you are only harming yourself in the long run and you would be disappointed. That's my two cents on this. That's it for today. Thanks for sharing your story with us, Banjo. Did you guys enjoy this episode? Can you relate to Banjo's story? Have you ever dealt with something like this before? How did you deal with it? Please share with us on our social media platforms and also on Jamit. Once again, thank you for listening and keep following us through this season to hear all the different stories of heartbreak we have to share. Till next time, lovers. Bye.
The Red Cat Podcast was produced by Stanley Agbadigo, written by Dolapo Akitoye, mixed and mastered by Stanley Agbadigo. The Red Cat Podcast is a Jamit original.